is the Tom Likas Show.
Everything you say is the fucking truth, man.
And now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
There's no doubt about it.
Tom Likas.
Thank you for tuning in to a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand at premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com, the Tom Likas Show, brought to you in part by the Mangrate Grill Enhancement System. Add Mangrates to your existing grill and grill like a pro, guaranteed. Just go to blowmeuptom.com, get the Tom Likas Show discount. Mangrates. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Before I say anything to our guest, divorce attorney Adam Sachs, at this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show, I have to ask Gary, Art, and Dean a question. What changed around here? I just went into the bathroom, and I turned the faucet marked H, and H-O-T water came out. That's never happened before. What happened?
Somebody must have been running it for a while if it's hot. I mean, there's a water heater, but you have to run it forever.
Never happened, ever.
It's hot. We have hot water right now.
I'm going to test it right now. Bullshit.
I'm going to go bathe my balls.
I didn't even know that was the truth.
I didn't think we had hot water. I was afraid to ask.
There actually is hot water. It's just that it's used so infrequently, and I don't even know where the hot water heater is. Listen to him. I hope he burns himself.
Wait, hold on. Hot water came out of the hot water faucet.
Yeah,
you're right. You're right. Maybe Bob's up to something.
We've been here for almost a year and a half, and we have never had hot water come out of that. I have never had hot water.
Can't we credit the electrician or Adam Sachs or somebody just because? Because there's no other explanation.
Adam will get you out of hot water.
That's right. He won't put you in. He gets you out of it.
Right,
I try to credit him, Adam, with a guy who just got out of jail and then got put back in, but it didn't work out.
It wasn't his fault.
Shot me down.
Uh-oh.
Hot water.
Wow. Hey, well, I tried, man. What can I say?
Thank you. Good work on that. So here he is, divorce attorney Adam Sachs. He joins us every Tuesday on the Tom Likas Show, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Good to see you.
Hey, Tom. How you doing? Pretty intense day for me. I'm a little strung out.
Intense? What have you been up to?
I didn't realize I was also working on the plumbing here, but I guess miracles will never cease.
Unbelievable.
Good old Dino gives me credit for all these things I do.
I was trying to imagine you know, with the overalls on, the butt crack, working down there with the wrench.
I'll do it, Tom. Maybe after I retire from the law, you know. It'll be like my second career.
There we go.
I heard plumbers make, you know, serious money, right?
They do make serious money.
So anyway, Tom.
Yeah.
God help us. I noticed a couple of really nice things in the news this week, but one of the things that really amused me. You know, I went on a date years ago with this woman who said to me, you know, I was at one time looking for a millionaire, but now I realize what I really want is a billionaire. And I mentioned to you that the hero in the 50 Shades of Grey gets herself a billionaire. But unfortunately, there's less than 800 of them in the whole world. And most of them are like over 70, you know, that sort of
right.
thing.
It's kind of a wild earn a billion.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to find a really young and gorgeous one. You know, like Zuckerberg is like 30, but he's married and kind of nerdy. But what can you do,
yes.
you know?
Yes.
But there is a woman who's married to a multi-billionaire who's rich and powerful and has houses all over the world and flies in jets and whatnot. He's friends with celebrities and world leaders. His name is Vladimir Putin.
Oh, yeah.
The dictator of Russia. And apparently, even she wants a divorce.
I know.
So it just goes to show you, man.
Of course, you got to wonder what the divorce laws are like in Russia.
Yeah, I don't think it's quite as favorable for the woman as the sort of thing that we
president.
See here. Definitely changes matters, Tom.
Oh, my.
But one of the other things that you were talking about, which I was very amused by, and I really think it was interesting, you had, and you've always had this, you have these guys who call in and say, you know, I'm a Likas 101 listener, and I really believe in your principles. But, you know, Dad, I did, you know, fudge a couple of the things. So
right.
I got married.
Right.
And you had a guy just the other day talking about this. He was, I don't mean to criticize him, he's a nice guy. He was saying that he's married to this fantastic woman, and they both make good money, and she's really sweet, and she lets him go out with the guys, and he's rattling off this list of how cool she is. And they party together, and they have great times. And he says to you, you know, I know I shouldn't have married her. I'm not supposed to do that. I shouldn't have let her move in. But, you know, Tom, it's not a problem. She's really special, and she's really different. And then he mentioned that we're pregnant, which always makes me fall on the floor laughing, you know. We are not pregnant, sweetie. You're pregnant, okay? And we are not giving birth. You are giving birth.
And
okay?
We are not paying child support. He is paying child support.
I have so many cases. I had one today where apparently the woman told the guy, you know, I'll never go after you for child support. You know, I just want to take my things and go and don't worry about it. And apparently it's a promise that women do not keep, because here she is going for the maximum in support and alimony and anything else she can get. But anyway, this guy mentioned that his girl was now pregnant, and that we were pregnant, and they're having the baby, and we're experiencing contractions or whatever it was. But the bottom line is that I don't think that guys realize what a dramatic change having a child is, and how much it changes circumstances. But even much more so than that, it really, really changes the woman. And, I mean, you know, that's not necessarily a terrible thing. A lot of women become very maternal. They get very focused on the children. They are very good mothers. That's great. But it definitely changes the relationship forever. And as a small example, and I've seen this so many times, this is really shocking. You have a guy who, let's say, likes to get high. You know, smokes pot, whatever. You know, has a marijuana card. It's legal. It's no big deal. And he's got this cool girlfriend slash wife who smokes with him. Well, what ends up happening is that she gets pregnant. So it's only fair, you know, she has to stop smoking because it's not healthy for a developing fetus. Okay, fine. That's good. That makes sense. And she ends up never going back to smoking. And so she has the baby. She's planning on maybe having another baby. She starts having a different sense of priorities in her life and a different sense of responsibility and focus towards the baby, as well she should. And then she looks at this guy who's, you know, more or less the same guy he always was. And they may have even met in the context of getting high together or in a bar or whatever. And she says, well, you know, now that I'm a mother, I've taken on this responsibility in my life. I'm not going to get high anymore. I'm not going to drink anymore. And I don't think you should either. And this ends up being a point of terrible contention. And guys come back and they feel really betrayed. They say, you know, you're not like we were before. What happened to you? And that's what guys say to me all the time. You know, she was really cool and she became someone else. Shocking to guys.
But just like women will give you head 24/7 anytime, any place.
Is this the Costco thing?
Is it? Well, but no. What I'm going to say is that they do the same thing with like smoking weed or other kinds of kinky behavior. They, you know, you like it, I like it. You breathe in, I breathe in. You breathe out, I breathe out.
That's the sell job.
Right. And then once they get the key to your house and the PIN number to your ATM card, and they become the additional card holder on your American Express card, that is when you find out what they really like and don't like.
I think this is something even deeper. I really respected the example that you always gave about the loss leader, where the supermarket is selling you 12 cans of cola for 69 cents because they want to get you in the door. I see women doing that. I really understand what you mean by that. I'm going to tell you something that I think about this, Tom. I think that this is not a sell job. I think that this is part of a woman's firmware. Remember we talked about this thing that a woman has no real control over? I think that's really true. I think that you're right. Women act like they're cool, and you'll have a wife who, when she was the girlfriend, tells you how much she loved hockey or how great it was to have sex in the morning. And then, like you say, once she gets the key to the vault, she has a whole different attitude. I'm not talking about that, I think. I think in this case, honestly, I think that motherhood really changes the woman in ways that she didn't even anticipate. And she may actually have been a party girl, for real. And she may have liked getting high, and she may have done a lot of wild stuff. But somehow having a baby has a huge impact on her psychologically.
But I hate to be the amateur anthropologist, but really that's what I do for a living. And if you think about it, I believe the girls who are out there partying, in reality, are looking for someone to have a baby with.
Oh, of course they are.
And that is why they are party girls. That is why they are out dressed in leopard prints and short skirts and cleavage hanging out. Because in reality, they want someone to impregnate.
But the thing is, Tom, what they're pulling really, if you want to talk business, is a bait and switch.
Yeah.
Where basically you think you're getting this party girl, but in fact, 2 years later, you've got this woman who had your child, so you love your child and you want to love her as the mother of your child, and she becomes your mother. And she goes, you know, I stopped partying. What the hell is your problem? And how come you aren't taking like your job and your career more seriously? And how come you aren't buying us a house? And she comes to you like with all of her complaints and disappointments in the context of the child. And then the other thing that happens, and this blows men's minds, and this is natural, is you're not really her focus anymore. Now, you know, she's putting a lot of focus and energy onto the child. You know, you touch her breast, which used to turn you on, and milk squirts out, okay? And I think that one of the things that happens that's meant to happen, and you talk about anthropology, I think that it, from nature's point of view, you got her pregnant and she gave birth, I think your job is done. As a man, you're supposed to go and impregnate another woman. You're supposed to spread your seeds around. I mean, if we were living in the natural state, whatever that means, you know, which we did for millions of years, right? I mean, the DNA and the biology is like one man is going to generate 4 billion sperm in his life, and he's supposed to spread them around. So when the woman gives birth, in a lot of ways, she's turned off because I think she's supposed to push you away. And you're also supposed to be a bit disgusted and be pushed away and impregnate other women. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen this, and this is really funny. I saw Routine Bill Maher talked about this in one of his comedy shows, that, you know, there's this new kind of politically correct comment that sexy women are beautiful and sexy. Pregnant women are beautiful and sexy, and that's just not true. That's ridiculous. And in fact, there's a nice book that shows all these nude women that are pregnant or whatever. And it's very artsy, but it's not sexy.
No, it's definitely not sexy. Everything about a pregnant woman is stuff that if she were unattached and you had just met the woman, you would have no interest in that. Look, if I didn't knock it up, I have no interest in seeing it fat. And with those blue veins I always like to talk about, the ones
thunder thighs,
right? I mean, I don't that's not
thunder, what thunderbolt, as I recall.
Oh, that blue thunderbolt, yes, it's the big vein that goes like right down their belly. Add in some C-section scars and stuff, and it's pretty bad.
I think it's called the linea nigra, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
I had no idea.
But, you know, we try to soft pedal these things and we try to present them in different ways. And, I mean, I think if you had a woman that was pregnant, that was your baby, and you really love her and you love the idea of having a baby, it could be a nice time for you. But there's actually a reality TV show, apparently, with pregnant women that are already broken up with the guy that got them pregnant. They're looking for a new guy to raise the baby.
And yeah, like, someone called in about that on
today's
show.
That's real, Tom. That's not a joke.
Yeah.
That looks like a freaking parody. That's real. And it's like, you've got to be kidding. And the whole genetic aspect anyway of raising another man's cast-off progeny, I mean, that's just something that's very unnatural. And that's one of the reasons, as I've said in the past, that blended families do not work. Because it's very, very difficult as a man to raise boys and girls that are not yours. And the love you feel for a woman may somewhat translate to her children from other men, but over time that's going to fade away. And these things that we kind of try to force, where you're taking your foot and it's a size 8 and you're trying to shove it into a size 6 shoe, it just doesn't work. And these things cause a lot of unhappiness and misery trying to pretend that they do work.
Yeah. I have no interest in taking care of another man's kid in any way, shape, or form. Living through their crying and complaining and demanding, living through them waking you up in the middle of the night, they just have no interest in that. None. It's somebody else's problem. I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole.
So do you think pregnant women are sexy, Tom?
Nope. N-O, no. Especially if some other guy I'm pregnant. I have no interest in that. None.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Jesus. Unbelievable is right. It's amazing. All right, we're going to talk about divorce here. And, of course, you know, here in California, we have more divorce than just about anywhere in the United States of America.
Well, you know what's funny about that, Tom? And there was, and this also relates to a call that you did this past week, and I have to start writing these dates and times down. But you had a guy call, and he was talking about his concern about getting divorced, like, later in life.
Right.
And that he's in a marriage for more than 20 years, as I recall.
Yes.
And, you know, when you throw this statistic, which I think you were about to say, how, you know, 50% of marriages in Southern California, it's two-thirds or whatever gets divorced. Right. That always implies, you know, when you talk to, especially to a woman that's always looking for the exception, that implies that the one-third that are not getting divorced must be happy. And that also
says...
Not
to me, it doesn't.
Well, hold on. It also says... You know, that if I'm really lucky, maybe I'll get to be married in that one third that stays together. But when you talk to this guy who's married for 23 years, hasn't filed for divorce yet, and he's freaking miserable for the past 20 years, he's in the third of the sample that didn't get divorced. Think about how many people are out there in these absolutely ridiculous situations, completely unhappy. And
by the way, being divorced, when I hear that statistic, I think that two out of three people in Southern California are happy, and the other third are probably unhappy.
Yeah, I know that. That's how you think.
That's how I think.
That's not how a woman looks at it.
Every time I've gotten divorced, I can't believe the rush of good feeling I had. It was unbelievable.
Oh, you should tell everybody, Tom. But you got to admit that I think that the classic analysis, particularly from a female point of view, it would be that one third made it, and maybe I can beat the odds. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, it seems to me that when you start talking to people that are married, even people that stayed married, they'll tell you how much work it is and how many bad times there were and how they had to kind of get through years of misery and bad times. It's like, man, why the hell would you want to do that?
What's the point?
It's just useless.
What's the benefit?
Now, the only thing I can think of, Tom, is people that are very, very religious. And if you have someone that's like very like religious Catholic, for example, or like an Orthodox Jew or something, and they really go back to the very traditional kind of marriage, and they're going to have family, and the wife wants to, like, you know, raise the kids, and the husband's going to work, and they're going to kind of make it play that way. But when you talk about today's woman with girls' night out and 15 email addresses and so forth and so on, it's just not going to happen. It just isn't going to happen. And you see how even if you're married to the multi-billionaire leader of the Soviet, former Soviet state,
yep,
it's not going to help you.
Yeah.
She's still pissed.
But I will tell you that, for example, I know men right now who are still there and miserable, and they are there because they have a kid. They think that by pretending everything is okay, that the kid will grow up in a quote-unquote normal home. And even though the more years the guy stays...
Yep. Packing on that alimony.
Packing on the alimony. And then the wife is going to be packing on the pounds and packing on the criticism. And what he doesn't care. He stays. There are other guys I know who stay because of money. They think... it's so expensive to get divorced, or they're going to get taken to the cleaner so badly in a divorce, they're better off just staying. I've talked about this before. I know multiple men in their 30s, 40s, who are out at night in Los Angeles, and they say to you, where are we going tonight? And you say, well, don't you have to go home to wifey? Don't you have to go home? And here's what they say in response. They say, I got clearance from the control tower.
Oh, my God.
So essentially what they're saying when they say that.
God. Can you believe it?
The husband doesn't want – the husband wants sex, isn't getting any. And the wife says, look, as Lee Iacocca said, if you can find a better built small car, buy it. Like, if you can find sex out there, go get it. But I'm not giving it to you.
Oh, my God.
So I've got these guys who stay married. They stay living in places like, you know, Hidden Hills or – Tarzana or wherever they live, and they are out at night looking for trim, and they're out there looking because they're not getting any at home. They're not going to be getting any at home, and they're afraid to leave because they're afraid of how much it's all going to cost.
Well, I think that the reason it's set up the way it is, legally speaking, the fact that it's so costly is to deter people from doing it. I don't think that's an accident.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's not costly to women in most cases.
Yeah.
The fact is, women file, as you have told us, women file most of the divorces.
Yeah.
And I think the reason for that is because women have the least to lose.
But I guess they don't see it as having the same kind of downside.
Right.
The thing that's interesting, what you just said, is that I think there's two kinds of wives. maybe you said there's this one kind, his little Iacocca kind, who says, you know, I don't want to sleep with you, so go get it somewhere else. I don't even want to know. But what's interesting is that there are a lot of women who don't have sex with their husband, and then they're insanely jealous. And they're, like, following him and going FBI on the guy. So it's like, if you're not giving it to him anyway, what the hell do you care what he does?
Let me ask you this question while we're talking about going FBI. You know, back when I was a child, and Perry Mason was still on television or had just gone off and was now in syndication. My mom used to watch Perry Mason. I didn't even understand half the stuff that was going on, but I remember Della Street and Paul Drake, and there they were investigating what people were doing. And sometimes they were investigating people to see if they were having affairs, because if you were caught in an infidelity situation, you would end up paying.
Now it used to matter.
Right. Now, does it matter anywhere in America? I mean, are there any states where they could still catch you?
You know, Tom, until certainly when I went to law school and until very recently, our home state, New York, it was actually a false state. And it really made a big difference. And if you were an unfaithful woman, you weren't getting any money from your ex. And that was only changed about 2 years ago. And most of the states followed what was originally California's lead, which was no-fault divorce, which was pushed by the feminists, you know? That goes back to, like, the 70s, with the real divorce reform going through. But at the moment in the United States, most states are no-fault.
Right.
New York was a holdout.
So is... Let me take a scenario that I know all too well, because I know all too many guys who are in this situation. So they are married, got kids, you're miserable.
Of course.
And you're nailing your nanny, you're nailing your secretary, you found somebody on OkCupid, whatever it is, you're out there getting it somewhere. Is there any disadvantage to a guy getting caught, besides the woman making a scene, screaming, yelling, jumping up and down, stamping her little feet?
What ends up happening, particularly, well, in the no-fault state like California, it's not grounds for divorce. It doesn't make any difference in the legal theoretical sense. First of all, obviously, if you're doing her sister and everyone she knows, it's going to really piss the woman off. So it's going to be very acrimonious in terms of how the divorce turns out. But as far as the legal aspect goes, when you're looking at the circumstances, particularly with division of the children and custody and visitation and so forth, it's really bad. The other lawyer is going to put it in the papers, and he's going to say, look at this piece of crap guy. He was screwing the children's babysitter. What an irresponsible guy.
So detectives are still looking at this stuff?
I don't know about detectives. I mean, it's possible. I've talked to women who do this sort of thing. They're definitely detectives who will follow you and, you know, prove that the husband's cheating or, you know, follow him to the strip club or whatever. I've heard about stuff like that even recently. But in terms of the legal implication, it's going to burn the man, you know, the person having the affair, if it's the man, let's say, in the context of his visitations, and it's going to be used to show that he's irresponsible and that he's a shitty father and that kind of good stuff. So it's not irrelevant.
Really? Because a lot of guys, that's their M.O. They say, I'm just going to stay here. Things are terrible. I'm miserable. My life is miserable. I don't get laid. I am belittled constantly. I love my kids. I don't want to screw up their lives, so I'll just have an affair with somebody else.
I just don't know what kind of life that is, Tom. I don't recommend it.
I don't get it, but no. I know people who do it.
It's being cowardly, basically. I'm afraid to pull the trigger.
And by the way, I think most kids are not that stupid.
Oh, of course. They know. They know.
I remember being a kid. I don't think kids are as stupid as parents think.
Kids are very perceptive, and they're very aware of what's going on in their house. And they know. They see mom and dad, and they go, yeah, mom and dad are like, you know, haven't done it in a long time.
They may not know what's going on. They just know something's off.
Well, the bottom line is that living a double life like that or living a lie, I would recommend to guys to have sex with complete strangers that your wife would never come across. But dumbass guys have sex with the wife's sister, the wife's friend, the babysitter, shit like that. That's really stupid.
Well, let's add in, and we should talk a bit about this too, Facebook.
Oh, God.
Not so much Twitter, but Facebook. I know one particular person who has an affair with somebody who is one of his friends on Facebook. And this woman clicks the like button on everything this person posts. So now, so there you are, you're on Facebook, and you got the wife is one of your friends, and one of your kids is your friend, and you got your relatives, you know, your parents or your aunts and uncles. Maybe some of them are posting baby pictures or exchanging pleasantries on there with you. So you got this list of friends and family members, and then there's one female who just keeps clicking the like button on every photograph you put up there.
I think the wife's going to notice sooner or later.
I think everybody's going to notice.
Oh, what can I tell you?
I just don't get that. I'll never understand that.
You know, the real thing for me is I've been contacted on Facebook by tons of women that I went to high school with and I went to college with, and I think that's very, very common where people have these unresolved things, these things that they didn't follow through on because they were so young and didn't know what to do and all that. And then, you know, all these years later, both are in unhappy marriages. Now you're in your 30s and 40s, right? And it's like, hey, what you up to, you know? And people follow up on that stuff. I think that's also very unnatural, but it happens all the time.
Let's take a break here. We'll come back with our guest. It's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show with divorce attorney Adam Sachs. With your questions about divorce, vaginamony, child support, of course, child custody, prenups, postnups, family law. It's what it's all about. It's free legal advice for you. All you have to do is dial this number, 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-866. Coming up, we'll kick it off with a caller who says that his girlfriend is trying to say that he forced her to have an abortion. It's all coming up as we continue.
Kicking Earth's ass on TuneIn, iTunes, and at blowmeuptom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
On this show, I love talking about how to save money. Well, here's one great way to save some money. If you need insurance, Coslo Insurance is the place to go to get the best deal. That's COSTLO. Coslo. Independent, family owned and operated since 1965. Big fans of our show, and they're just great people. You know, when I was having trouble getting my Tesla Model S insured, and I was having trouble, Coslo got the job done. Quick, easy. Total pleasure to deal with. Are you kidding? I'm so proud to be insured through Coslo. I think it's great. Now, you really should give them a call. Get a free, no-obligation quote at this number, 818-707-7711. Or visit CoslowInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Now, they represent lots of A-plus rated insurance companies, and they'll work with you to get the right protection at the right price. For property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance, it's 818-707-7711. Competitive rates for all risks, from DUIs to spotless driving records, from basic liability to comprehensive full coverage policies. Do what I did. Call 818-707-7711 or visit Coslo.com today. Coslo, COSTLO.
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino Show. What's more patriotic than two guys sitting at a table, one drunk, the other high on pills, shooting the shit about a bunch of stupid stuff? Guts, glory, stupidity. The Gary and Dino Show. Go to GaryandDino.com.
All right. I know you guys dread doing the flower thing as much as I do. But what if I told you there's a hassle-free way for you to get it done? And it involves a fellow P1. His name is Kevin Rogers, and he owns Aroma Flowers and Gifts, a trusted, high-quality florist in Covina. You know, Kevin's been a P1 listener from way back. It's CovinaFloristOnline.com. CovinaFloristOnline.com. It's as easy as browse, buy, and you're done. Aroma Flowers and Gifts has a huge variety of the freshest arrangements along with plants and other gift ideas that can be delivered to their large SoCal delivery area, and they'll even do wire service if you're outside of California. CovinaFloristOnline.com. Go there right now. CovinaFloristOnline.com. FloristOnline.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, home of hot water for the first time. It's the Tom Likas Show, bonus hour here with attorney Adam Sachs. And your calls at 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-866. Let's go to Nick in Houston, Texas. Nick, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hi.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, this is Mitch.
Oh, Mitch, sorry.
Oh, I read it right off the screen. It said Nick, and I believed when Dean typed Nick, I believed it was Nick.
Oh, it's all good. How you doing, Dad?
I read what he wrote, Mitch. I'm doing great. How about you?
Well, I'm actually not doing all that great.
What happened?
Sorry.
So, I called back a few months ago. I don't know if you remember me. I was my heroin addict girlfriend, and I am now clean off the drugs. So, but here's the thing. I got her pregnant, and I convinced her to have an abortion, all right? I even took her to McDonald's afterwards, like you had suggested.
All right. Egg McMuffin.
I got her an egg McMuffin that and meant chicken nuggets.
And that meant you had to have the abortion before 10:30 a.m.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and she was all cool with it.
All right. Well, Mitch, this is sounding like a good story with a happy ending.
Well, you know, I can't say that for sure. Here's the thing. Now she's saying I quote-unquote forced her to do it, which is total bullshit.
Oh, wait, okay? Wait. You're talking about, wait a second now. You're talking about you took her to, like, a clinic?
Yeah, I took her to a clinic, and she had the abortion. We were all cool afterwards. We literally went out to eat afterwards, even talked. I did end up dumping the broad afterwards, but now she's calling me back saying she's going to get a lawyer and sue me because I pressured her to have an abortion.
All right,
and
Mitch. I got you, Mitch. You call me Adam Sachs, Law Office of Adam Sachs. I'll take care of it for you, okay?
Thank you, Dr. Sachs.
No problem. I will be your doctor.
Wait,
I have to tell you, well, let me just talk to you about it for 1 second. In the context of an abortion, okay? Now, Tom tells this story about driving her and making sure she gets it and paying for it and all that, okay? That's all true, and I presume that's what you did.
Yes, I take
somewhere, 100%. Okay, well, somewhere along the line, she met with the doctor, okay? Without you present, by the way, okay?
Yeah.
This is when they were doing pre-surgery prep and whatnot, and they were getting her ready, and they were giving her some drugs or whatever. And
absolutely.
The doctor said to her, okay, we're going to proceed. You sure you want this done? Okay? So she had to have said yes. So the idea that you coerced her, forced her, this is bullshit, okay? And if she sues you, she's wasting everybody's time. And I'll turn around and I'll get attorney's fees from her, okay? I'll make her sorry she ever thought of it.
Could I sue this junkie cunt for defamation?
Well, I think you should let it go right now. You're not dating her anymore, right?
No. She's done. I won't even answer her fucking calls.
Perfect. Stay the hell away from her. If she calls you, you tell her, hey, you know what, sweetie, I've got a lawyer. You tell her my name and give her my phone number, okay? That'll be the end of that.
I will do just that. Thank you, Dr. Scott.
You got it. And call me after the show. I'll talk to you about this some more.
All right, hey, Tom, can you take me out old school style and old school style?
Yep, here you go. Oh, yeah.
I was thinking of that guy that ground up the, I guess, the RU486 or whatever and put it in the girl's food.
Yes.
Some what's called an abortifacient. That's something that causes an abortion. That would be, without the woman's consent, that would be illegal, certainly. That would be a felony.
Right.
But there's no way that if a woman is screaming, no, 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 this is not some dictatorship, you know, that the doctor wouldn't clamp her down to the table and force her to have an abortion.
And by the way, I mean, he had a gun? How did he force her to have an abortion?
Well, the feminist view sometimes is that, you know, men have all the economic control and they have all the power over women, and so women are helpless to say no.
Don't let us knock you up.
That's another story. Never tell them that, you know? Don't use logic, Tom. Stop.
I wouldn't have any control over the situation if only you would, you know. By the way, if you got pregnant, it's because you chose it.
Well, your ejaculation is like every little sperm is a checkbook, right?
That's right.
So when you spill that, It's like the Bible, Tom. It's spilling like a, the seed, baby.
Like a million blank checks.
You're passing out those checks. Here, sweetie, have one.
Have a million.
Have a million of them. Share them with your friends.
Forced her to have an abortion.
Yeah, horseshit.
Oh, my. 901-3000, Tommy's our telephone number. This is a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show with divorce attorney Adam Sachs and your calls at 901-3000-866. Travis in Baltimore, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Dad, how you doing?
Doing okay, son.
Hey, Travis, what's up?
Hey, Adam, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, man?
Check this out. I got a question. Basically, I was fucking this bitch, calling her broke.
Travis, you're such a romantic.
For it now. She had the baby.
Okay.
Well, I told her, you know.
All right, hold on. I missed the second part. So you fucked the bitch, the condom broke, and then what?
She had the baby.
Had the baby, okay.
Ding, ding, ding. She won the lottery.
Okay, so she put
she
hit you with the documents, or the case is already done?
It's going through right now. I just got the letter
okay.
Monday.
Call my offices, 800-340-7320, okay? The bottom line is a lot of guys, when they get the child support documents, they don't appear in court. They just default. That's a terrible mistake. Okay, I'm glad to hear it. If you don't go to court, or if you go to court without a lawyer, you are going to get dinged for the maximum. Now, there's no way to get away from child support. You're going to end up having to pay something, but obviously, with a lawyer doing it properly, I can save you a lot of money, get you a much better deal.
Hell yeah. Well, you can do something for me, you know, even though I'm in Maryland.
Oh, I don't practice in Maryland, but okay. I'll talk to you. Well, I can consult with you. You're going to need you're going to need to go to court. Is she in Maryland also?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to need to go to court there. What's really important to emphasize, I mean, you can call me. I'll talk to you about this some more. It's not a problem. But what's really important, like I said, is a lot of guys go without a lawyer or they just default. They don't even deal with it at all. Normally speaking,
those are stupid motherfuckers too.
Well, what ends up happening with child support is it's a calculation based upon your income and based upon how much time you have with the child. If you don't go to court and you don't deal with it properly, they just write down an income for you. They just estimate what it might be, and they usually exaggerate it, and they'll say that you were with the child 0% of the time. And so you're going to get dinged for a lot of support. And then because it's the state in particular, they take away your driver's license, they take away your right to have a passport, other state licenses, and then they garnish your wages, which means that they literally take the money directly out of your paycheck. And guys go crazy when this happens. They can't believe it, but they have the right to do that. So you got to really, really be smart about it.
Right. But, yeah, the situation's actually kind of escalated in a way. You see, I told the bitch I don't want to have anything to do with it. So, well, basically, I had a family member, and she has a friend that works for the Maryland child support system or whatever. And check this out. So this family member, on my behalf, even when I told her not to, was sending her money orders with my name on it, saying that's going to help when you go to court. And I'm telling her, like, I don't really think that's going to do much.
No.
All you're doing is...
That's just making it worse. And by the way, Travis, your attitude might be wrong. I mean, I don't know how you feel about having a child, but what's done is done. And if you are really smart about it, I tell this to guys all the time, there's no reason for her to have custody of the child. Nowadays, it's equally possible for a man to have full custody. So if you take custody of that child and you get involved in that child's life, she could be paying you child support.
Right.
This thing that you're
saying,
I don't want to see the child, I don't want to have anything to do with the child, that puts you at 0% visitation. That's going to make your child support the maximum. And it's not really the child's fault that the mother's a jerk or that, you know, you didn't really want to have it. I mean, what's done is done. You might want to consider getting to know your child, and it's certainly going to be able to also help you save a lot of money.
Okay, cool.
But that's a personal choice, of course.
Yeah, because the thing is, well, I mean, she got in contact with my family, and I had
that's what girls do, man.
Yeah, and I probably have a couple thousands of dollars of receipts saying, you know, diapers, clothes.
No, by the way, none of that's going to count for anything. Guys think that all the time. They think that their generosity is going to make a difference, but it's not. Once the support amount.
I wasn't paying for none of that shit.
Well,
I refused to. It was my parents.
Oh, well, even so, you're not going to get credit for your parents. Okay, she sounds like your basic greedy woman, and she's trying to get every dime she can.
Do we even know if this is your kid, by the way?
Well, that's another interesting question.
I am getting a DNA test. That's,
good,
all
right.
That's the first thing.
By the way, thank you, Tom.
But,
that is always worth mentioning right from the beginning.
Right.
I mean, but your parents might be supporting somebody else's kid.
I mean, these girls, as we've said, you know, they're scandalous, right?
I'll have to send you the pictures if you want to see.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Unique features.
Doesn't matter.
For an African-American man.
Don't you watch Maury? Come on.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, I watch Maury every day.
All right, how many times have you seen him going, look, Maury, look at the forehead, look at the ears, it's obvious. It turns out she has sex with guys who all look the same. So, of course, the kid looks like you and the other five guys she slept
with. I am 10,000% sure.
That's how you know. The guy's
not
the father.
That bitch at all. I don't put nothing past.
No. Listen, Tom is really right. It's very. I didn't mention it. I skipped over that. But he's absolutely on the money. You definitely go for a DNA test because I'm telling you, as much as you think the kid looks like you, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting a DNA test, and I'm letting you guys know now. I haven't spent jack shit on this baby.
All right. Well, I think you have to meditate on this issue, and I'm not telling you what to do with your life. But if it is your kid, you might want to consider getting involved, and there's certainly financial reasons too also.
Right. Oh, yeah, and, this actually happened before I knew about you, Tom. I think this bitch might have actually sabotaged some of my condoms because she would come over.
Wow.
And I would fuck her, like, every day.
Wow.
This is how my day went. I would go to work, go to school, go fuck her. Do the same thing again. I would pick her up and bring her to my house.
So how did she get her hands
whatever,
on the condoms?
So like,
how did she have access to the condoms?
Well, I mean, she knew I kept them in my dresser drawer, and I would after I do my thing, I'd probably go downstairs, get something to eat or whatever.
Wow.
Maybe she took an earring and poke holes in them or whatever. And then sometimes this was totally stupid. Sometimes I use hers.
Well, that's
crazy.
Oh. You clearly were not a listener at that time, because what we tell you is never use her condoms, never.
Yeah, that's madness. But seriously, I used to hear Tom talk about that, of women piercing holes in condoms, and I remember thinking that's crazy, but there are so many examples of that. That's definitely true. I read a really crazy thing that there's a woman who gave oral sex to a famous tennis player. And he splooged in her mouth, and she spit it into a plastic baggie.
Oh, damn.
Thanks for that. And they put it in a centrifuge or something, and they separated the sperm or something, and they actually made a baby with it. And the guy was a multimillionaire, so they were able to get a lot of money because of that. So,
yeah,
we said, man, those are little checkbooks. You better keep an eye on them.
That's right. Keep your DNA to yourself.
No doubt.
Well, Tom, you were definitely right. A bitch that's crazy in the bed is...
crazy
in
the
head. I had threesomes and everything else with this bitch.
Yep. And now you're paying for it.
Now you're going to pay.
Yeah. Lucky me.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that, Travis. I'm sorry you weren't listening, but hopefully you've learned for the future. I hope so. I wish you the best of luck on this, Travis. Thanks for the call. 901-3000 Tom is our telephone number on this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. We're here with divorce attorney Adam Sachs. Your telephone calls, your questions. It's free legal advice, folks. 901-3000-866.
Storming halls, breaking walls, and busting balls. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
How do you like the sound of this? 18 years. Are you hearing me, boys? 18 years of child support, in fact, sometimes as much as 25 years of child support, is what you'll be paying. For a few moments of pleasure, that will change your life forever. Not just change your life, but in many cases, ruin your life. It's condoms, 100% of the time. If you don't follow this mandatory rule, you fail. No piece of ass. It's worth the risk. Now listen, I want you to go to condomjungle.com. That's condomjungle.com and see just how fast and easy it is to get your condoms online and always be prepared. Now they ship anywhere and don't worry, it's totally discreet. Try it once and you'll never buy condoms in a store again. Order online at condomjungle.com today. Use coupon code TOM T-O-M, Tom, and get 15% off your first order. It's condomjungle.com, coupon code Tom. Hump responsibly.
Well, what's buzzing, cousin? Are you going ape from getting the oil shaft in your local establishment rock and roll radio station? Cool, Chief. Time to get out of Squaresville, hit to the Jive, and into Coolsville with new normal music. It's totally boss.
Tune in and bop out to the most radioactive sounds of today. Stacks of Wax, the top tracks are at newnormalmusic.com.
Get keen to that auxiliary transistor. Plug us into your T-Bird when you take your best girl to make out point on a Friday night after the hop. Get cranked and come hang on Cloud 9 like crazy with newnormalmusic.com, daddy-o. You dig?
Hey, let's talk about El Pollo Inca. El Pollo Inca restaurant in Gardena is owned by our P1 listener Antonio Atoche and his brothers, and they serve the best Peruvian food you'll find anywhere, including their famous Pollo a la Brasa, which is delicious rotisserie chicken. And that's just a start. They've got tons of amazing beef, chicken, seafood, and vegetarian dishes, and a friendly staff. Get their special chicken soup complimentary with every meal, and man, is it good. Plus, get this, the soup is all you can eat when you're dining in. El Pollo Inca, on West Artesian Boulevard in Gardena, right on the 91, and where the 110, 405, and 91 meet. Check out their full bar, offering specialty drinks like their killer Pisco Sour, a signature Peruvian cocktail. And don't miss their hard-to-find Peruvian beers. They've got karaoke on Thursday nights, salsa dancing Friday through Sunday nights, even salsa classes if you want to learn. Get info at this number, 310-516-7378, or visit elpolloinca.com. El Pollo Inca, 1425 West Artesian Boulevard in Gardena, close to the 710 and minutes from the 605. Easy to get to, lots of free parking, no excuses. Get your ass out to El Pollo Inca in Gardena. I had to wash all the pizza grease off. Oh, good. Anyway, thank you for joining in this bonus hour.
Like a child discovered a new toy, you know?
Yes, I know. By the way, before we run out of time here, and believe it or not, we're almost to the end of another hour.
Impossible.
These go so fast, don't they? But tell everybody how they can get in touch with you.
Certainly, I answer my own phone, as I've often said.
Yeah.
Everyone always has a stroke when I do this, but I'm very mellow and I don't bite. You can call me directly at 1-800-340-7320. That's the law offices of Adam Sachs, 1-800-340-7320, which is toll-free. And certainly check us out on our website, which is adamlawyer.com. And by the way, I should throw this in. You can email me. I got to throw this in, Tom. This is important. Which is adam@adamlawyer.com.
There we go. And if you ever forget any of that, you can drop us a line here, and we will shoot you right through to Adam.
Thanks.
With your questions. Now, finally, before I let you go.
Yes.
The Maury Show. I love it so much.
Do you really watch it every day?
Every single day.
It's not necessarily the best impression of women, Tom.
I know. But it seems to be really honest. I'll show you here in the studio. Take a look.
Here.
I have 11 episodes just sitting here waiting to be watched.
Waiting to be enjoyed and savored.
Absolutely. We tape them right here in the studio.
You know, it's the funniest thing on that show, Tom, seriously, is the woman that you talk about who says, you know, I know it. I'm sure. I'm not afraid. Go ahead. Give me the fucking test, you know? And then I've seen a couple of them where it turns out it's not that, you know, that the guy is not the father. The woman falls on the floor. And she's hysterical, and she's, it's a lie, it's a lie. Never confront a woman with reality, huh?
Let me ask you this. Now, let's say you had a client, or more importantly, maybe somebody who is trying to save on going to a lawyer, so instead...
he wants to be on the show.
They call 1-800-85-MORI or whatever. And they fly, they're flown in.
Where do they tape out of? Is that Chicago?
Stamford, Connecticut.
Oh, is that Connecticut?
Connecticut.
No way.
Yeah, that's, I tried to go, I couldn't get in.
Yeah, it's
Stamford, really Connecticut, huh?
Yeah, Stamford, Connecticut. By the way, right next door to the Jerry Springer show. In fact, some of the same names appear in both the principal shows.
Jerry Springer is also Connecticut?
Yeah.
I thought it was Chicago.
It was.
Oh, what happened to Connecticut?
NBC Universal has... Well, I think what it started with was General Electric had office space in Stamford, Connecticut.
Far out.
Then it became studios, and then GE got out of the business, and...
So, wait, so also Springer is filmed from there now.
Yeah.
That's outstanding.
Yep. And this other show that you've never seen called Trisha Goddard, which is a production of Maury here in L.A. It's on Channel 13, and it's kind of a bad version of Maury.
So the question would be, do I advise my client to go on the show?
Is that a good idea for somebody to do? I mean, are there pitfalls to going on TV?
Other than public humiliation, I mean, yeah, why not, right?
Well,
you really want your dirty laundry on like that, Tom, nationally, and people
see it? Don't, but I'm, you know, look at the people who are on there. This probably is the pinnacle of their lives right here.
That's what Andy Warhol talked about, that all of us would be famous for 15 minutes or whatever.
Right.
So I guess that's their 15 minutes of fame.
I mean, do you run a risk? Let's talk strictly legally, okay, whether it's child custody or... alimony or whatever. Do you run a risk going on TV and doing that?
Well, I did have one case, Tom, now that I think about it, since you mention it, where I think the mother, I represented the father, of course. But I believe the mother was actually doing the contacting herself. Sometimes, you know, these cases find you. I had some cases in small claims court, and I started getting letters from Joe Brown or something. Judge Joe Brown wanted me to be on his case or whatever, the People's Court or something. But in this case, this lady was contacting one of these shows, one of these national shows, and she wanted to have her son and her ex-husband and everyone go on the show. You know something? I think it was Dr. Phil, tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And we used it against her, Tom. We put it in our papers that she was absurdly trying to humiliate everyone and take away everyone's privacy and, you know, air their dirty laundry on the Dr. Phil or whatever show it was. It wasn't picked up by the show. It was just something she was trying to do, which is probably naive of her because she wasn't famous or anything. But we made her look really bad for doing that, and the judge was really not amused. And I think a lot of those people, Tom, never really get over that. I think that's a very heavy thing to do. And when you humiliate your ex in that way, I think that's going to last for years.
How about when you go on the show and you say things like, I've been having an affair with your sister, and your cousin,
and your mother,
and I don't think that's my kid. I mean, I look at these people going, do they have any idea? I can't believe that they're not leaving themselves open to some kind of liability by doing it.
No, it doesn't seem like a very smart thing to do.
I'm glad they do, though. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, it's very great entertainment, I suppose. But you have to remember that those are real people, tragically. And I think the long-term impact is something that you certainly want to wonder about. It's amazing how our culture has changed that, you know, even my own experience where at one time I think women were very kind of shy about having a period or being embarrassed about it. And now I'm in an office and a woman will just announce it. You know, I feel like shit because I got my period today.
Some of them don't have to announce it, if you know what I mean. We had someone we used to work with.
They announced it in other ways.
I would send the boys, walk past your desk, tell me. It's not that time of the month.
Well, the thing is that the, you know, discretion used to, like, mean something. And I think those shows are just very indicative of what's going on.
Adam, thank you. Always great to see you. We'll see you again in 1 week.
Can't wait.
All right. It's divorce attorney Adam Sachs. You know how to get in touch with him. Go to his website, AdamLawyer.com.
Get everything for just 27 cents a day at PremiumTom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it is time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Flippity-flip.
We are brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to BlowMeUpTom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's U.S. Weekly. When it comes to men under 40, a new study suggests that 1 in 4 have a limp dick. 1 in 4 men under 40 now could have ED.
You know what? I get this because...
It used to be an old man's disease.
You know, it isn't. What it is a pissed-off disease.
Really?
It does
explain
happen.
Yourself.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. Because you could be under the age of 30, date some broad who just won't stop fucking partying and doing drugs and just could turn you off so much, you just don't want to have sex with her anymore. Even though she's a fucking 10. A 10. She can stand there and dance around, look awesome, and you just look at her with such fucking disgust. It's why won't you stop doing cocaine, bitch? Stop. I got to take care of myself, and now I got to watch out for you, too. I mean, whoever that other guy is. I get it.
Hypothetically speaking, of course. Right?
Right.
Right.
Then you meet somebody else, and you got no problem banging around.
Right. Then that person you bring down with your drug habit, and then you start all over again. I'm just saying.
Do as I say, not as I do.
We've talked about this on the program before, and I can't stand women who do this. I'm talking about taking your cell phone and jamming it in your sweaty bra instead of putting it in a pocket or in a purse or wherever. And now they're saying that this could cause breast cancer.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's time to stop the madness.
Right. Stop. And it's always fat broads, by the way.
Yep.
Because they have the huge bra that they could jam all kinds of things into.
By the way, there's nothing hot about it. There's nothing hot about it. This is an example where electronics and tits, those two things just don't go together.
Yep.
And you know what? For people under 40, this can also cause erectile dysfunction. It's seeing your broad with a fucking phone in her tits. Sucks. You just don't want to do it.
Yeah. The article cites a 21-year-old broad who went around doing this all the time, and now she had to have a mastectomy.
Oops.
Done. That'll teach you.
Show you.
Awesome picture showing up, I guess, off the Facebook of what is reported to be the girlfriend of Edward Snowden, the guy who blew the whistle on the NSA.
Yeah.
And this broad looks absolutely nuts. She thinks that she's a dancer.
Yeah, she fancies herself as a dancer.
And she's had pictures taken of herself in the most ridiculous situation.
Ways, yeah, revealing
ways, yeah. One of them is getting out of a cardboard box. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I like the one where she's on a pole and on her elbow and she's just staring at you. Yeah. By the way, you are 100% correct. If you stare at our friend, she looks like incredible bowl. Oh, crazy.
Those are crazy eyes. I like the one where she's staring at a globe, a spinning globe.
That's a really good one. There's also one that has to do with the new normal music, and that is she's holding on one of those turtles that would be found on the Galapagos Islands.
It's true. They clearly did this shoot like in her apartment. And
yeah, it looks like an empty apartment. Yeah. When you first buy an apartment, this is exactly what it looks like, with nothing in it, brand new carpeting.
Yeah. She's in lingerie in all the pictures, but they clearly were just grabbing things from around, anything they could find, like a stuffed turtle. Yeah, and have her pose with it.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a cardboard box. Why don't you pretend you're getting out of this? What a nutcase.
She says, as I type on my tear-streaked keyboard, I'm reflecting on all the faces that have graced my path. The ones I laughed with, the ones I've held, the ones I've grown to love the most, and the ones I've never got to bid adieu. You know what? I swear to God. This, no wonder why the dude ran, told all the nation's secrets, and got the fuck out. This bitch drove him nuts.
I know it.
I know you're listening, NSA, but it's true.
This is a funny story about the NBA. Apparently, a bunch of people showed up at Game 2 for the Heat with big pictures of Eva Longoria and started taunting Tony Parker. Apparently, the Heat security crew came in rather quickly and took those pictures away. It's too bad. I wonder if any of them made television.
It looks like the one guy got it in, but you know what? It's so what? Of course they're going to taunt him, you know, and use her as the example. You know what? That's great.
Another interesting NBA story. Apparently, Maria Menounos went on Conan last night and said that she actually got booted from a Lakers game by Jack Nicholson for wearing Celtics colors.
I don't know. Do you think that's true, or she's just trying to get some attention? Listen, I know she's hot, but why would you get out for wearing Boston colors? I don't. That doesn't make any
Personally,
sense.
Personally, I think she got booted because she was with Dane Cook. I think
that's
reason to get thrown
Never
out.
Never mind.
That's not a problem. Finally, check out the photoshopped picture of Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
For the advertisement for the movie The Heat.
Yeah, she they basically the Photoshop they asked to basically trim her up.
Yeah, well, they trimmed up her face and her neck, but not so much her body.
She
so
looks
really
a lot
stupid.
Like Rosie O'Donnell, which is like this head and then this massive body. I don't know.
And of course, the bitch is all crazy.
Everybody's
arms
pissed off.
Right,
pissed
you
off.
Can't put a fat person that looks fat on the thing.
You're not allowed. It's not selling. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. There you have it. It's Likas 101 News for guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Yay.
Be sure to check out our podcast at GaryandDino.com. There's a brand new show every Friday. It's GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we are back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.